Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
It's getting hot in here.
It is definitely.
Take off all. Oh, whoa. I'm not supposed to say that part of the song.
All your earphones.
Earphones.
There you
My
go.
Ears are sweating.
There you go. These things are, that's why, yeah, they're very warm. And we wear earphones, or what do you call these? Ear muffs? Ear plugs?
Ear muffs.
What do we call them? Headphones. Headphones.
I was at the beach. These people now wear these two-prong fans around their neck.
Nuh-uh.
That look like they have a headset pulled down like they're listening to some Beats or something, you know, Dr. Dre Beats.
And it's just giving the cool breeze
and
to
it's just
face.
Blowing them some wind.
Wow.
Like you're in a wind tunnel.
Man, I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Atlanta. We went to the Olympics in 1996, just near the house, and they showed those water. Remember those water bottles that you put a battery in? It had a fan built in. You could
yeah.
spray your mist yourself. Man, that was some good stuff back then.
My mom still uses that.
Yeah, that's I don't.
And wears
her.
A visor.
Yeah, my mom wears visors. Visors are cool.
It's something about the generation.
We had a guest playing golf wearing a visor a couple weeks ago. They might be coming back. We just don't know.
I'm definitely behind the times. I'm still never going to text.
Yeah. Right.
All the girls are doing, all the kids are doing Snapchat, like the teenage kids that have a phone. And we've held out on that. Reagan's trying to study what, if Snapchat's good or not. We don't do social media.
Yeah.
And we don't get a phone till you're 14 in my house. That's just opinions. But these groups, like I'm talking about like education groups, church groups and stuff, will snap. I was like, why don't you just do a text group?
And maybe,
like,
maybe
you're so out of it. And I was asking Reagan, I was like, what's the big deal? And she's like, we're old. We don't know.
We don't.
We got to do antiquated research.
You guys are on that.
I mean, I tried to pull out the Webster, the Encyclopedia Britannica. I went over to my daddy's house. It don't have anything about Snapchat.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack there. I'm not really sure what to say. If I want to address the Encyclopedia Britannica first, or the fact that you do social media, just not personally, you do through our family of companies.
When you get to the part of that encyclopedia where the Berlin Wall falls, it's really going to blow your mind.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious, TJ chimed in. He thinks I'm a dummy.
Yeah.
He said, this is radio for dummies.
Oh, man.
Well, he's wearing a Pitching for Wishes shirt today. I think in a couple of weeks we got Chris Weber from the Make-A-Wish Foundation getting our countdown, 10-week countdown. Wow.
And we'll go ahead and preface
first the joke. Weekend of November.
We're going to ask him to call a timeout. Okay. We're just going to ask him.
Oh, gosh.
Always.
Man.
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Goodness
but we
gracious.
Do. Now, you're talking about Encyclopedia Britannica. I told you that, man.
My dad bought two things from that
Whoa.
Guy that sold at the door. Electrolux vacuums and encyclopedias.
All right. The interruption was well warranted. My brother was one of those door-to-door salespeople in college.
All right. Go ahead with your encyclopedia.
North
was that
Dakota.
What you
that's all I was going to tell you. I don't think he'd had much luck out in North Dakota.
North Dakota?
Yeah.
Was he commission sales?
100%.
Hey, that's why he's so successful today.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be that might be a
Can you imagine telling these whippersnappers today they got to move to North Fargo?
I don't even think it was. I think
that's a weird movie.
That would have been a blessing, I think. I think it was out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah,
you ever watch that movie?
It's been a long time.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's dark.
Okay.
I think it's dark in North Dakota, too.
I think there's definitely some of that.
I mean, Piper says her favorite scariest movie she watched the other night with her friend is Misery.
That's a terrifying movie.
Makes my ankles hurt.
Yeah, don't try to get up too fast.
Goodness gracious. If you've never seen Misery, watch it.
That's about as dark as it gets.
So did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good.
I did.
Yeah, we did a little honk down. Went to Mexico for a couple days.
I gotcha.
Nice. Gotta watch what you drink.
No water.
Pepto-Bismol in the morning. Yeah, proactive approach. It feels so good to be able to chew ice here.
Montezuma got its revenge, huh?
Nah, I didn't. No revenge there. But you gotta be proactive
on your toothbrush.
It's a game of heels and toes.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely don't want to be on your heels.
On your heels on that one. You're knocked down for a couple days.
Yeah,
glad to be home. I love Charlotte.
Yep.
I love North Carolina. I love the Carolinas, and I love America. I love everybody.
There you go.
So, but it's hot. The heat has turned up.
It is hot.
I don't mind it. The heat doesn't bother me.
Well, shameless plug. We kind of like the heat in the business that we're in. I mean, I know it's unfortunate when people have issues with their heating and cooling systems, but if you need someone dependable to rely on,
Roby Services,
hit us up.
So anyway, we have a great guest today, YPO buddy of mine, John Toler. I've been nagging him for a couple of years. Come on the radio, tell his story. Evergreen Enterprises.
Yeah.
They do commerce sales. They sell home goods. I'll let him talk about that.
Cool. Okay.
I'm going to learn a lot because though we've been friends, I really haven't dove into his business model. He's calling in. He hails from Richmond, Virginia. I think it's about 25 degrees colder up north there. So he's probably wearing a hoodie today.
Maybe some earmuffs.
I wore cowboy boots today, and I was really contemplating if that was smart. But I needed to be an inch taller. We got a meeting this afternoon. I needed to be an inch taller and an ounce tougher.
Isn't that a rap song? I wish I was a little bit taller. Is that what you're thinking of when you got up?
I was a baller.
You know what I'm talking about.
Skilo, check it out. Wanna be a baller. Check it out. So you've got two homework assignments, our listening audience of all ages. You need to watch Misery, and you need to look up Skilo Baller.
Can you roll out on that?
And he wishes he was a little bit taller. That's the song we used to play this year going to Ford and Piper's basketball game. We get the car hyped, the van, the rolling dumpster will be pumping. Boom, boom. I wish I was a little bit taller. Okay. That's enough.
He's 5'8". He's doing all right.
Skilo.
5'8".
John Toler's tall. We have John Toler with Evergreen Enterprises talking shop, talking life. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your host, Trent. I was hoping for a little bit of Skilo coming in on the inset here.
He can't do it anymore. He's got to play these unidentified songs these days. Something about copyright environment. I don't know. We got to respect the law.
What if I play
it? I want your podcast to stay up. That's all.
Skilo would knock us down.
He will. He's looking for a dollar now, for sure.
Good.
Well, at 5'8", I looked up his height. He's 5'8". That's not too bad, Skilo. But, I mean, it is what it is.
I'm telling you, it's pretty good when I can call somebody short. So, John, you're well over 6 feet, right?
6'5".
6'5". I always knew he was taller than me. See, that's how I'm an over-under guy. Why do I always have to look up to you? Man, I thought it was because you lived latitudinally above me. But y'all have never met, I don't think.
No, I don't believe so either. But, it's 6'5" is a big difference between 6 foot. That's not like another 5 inches, I believe. But anyways, John, where do you hail from?
Richmond, Virginia. Currently live in Richmond, Virginia.
All right.
I grew up in a small town in northern Illinois called Spring Grove.
Spring Grove.
You in Illinois?
Yes.
Northern Illinois. It gets cold up there.
It does.
It's hot right now up there.
Yeah. I grew up in it's a small farming community, about 550 people when I was there. And then I went to undergraduate up at State Harbor College in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Which, you want to talk about cold. Yeah. There's a little bit of difference between Northern Illinois and Green Bay, Wisconsin, for sure.
Man, I knew I liked you. I didn't know you were a Midwesterner. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, very, very fond of Midwesterners. Trent and I, your wife's family has some family in the Midwest.
Yeah.
It's from Indiana.
Go back and listen to the last couple shows.
Yeah.
We got a lot of ag, corn and beans, pigs last week on the show with Alex. But, yeah, so we just did a road trip up after our big three in Missouri. We went up to Monmouth, Illinois, which is
Sure.
Right below the Quad Cities there along the Mississippi, so about halfway up the state.
Yeah, no, it's great. I lived in southern Illinois for a little bit, right outside of St. Louis.
Okay.
So it's a nice part of the country for sure.
So what took you out of Illinois?
I mean, honestly, you're trying to came out of undergrad and just started chasing career opportunities. I moved to St. Louis to selling a road territory as a salesperson, selling the same things I'm doing now, essentially decorative flags, decorative garden, giftware to retailers across southern Illinois. And then I moved down to Atlanta for a little bit to work for that parent company for a year or two, and then I flipped into working for a vendor. Versus a sales rep, selling decorative flags, and moved to Cincinnati for a bit and then met my wife at a trade show, 20 plus years ago now, moved a woman to North Carolina, and then moved to Richmond. I've been here since 2005 now at Evergreen Enterprises.
How tall is your wife?
She's 5'8".
5'8".
Yeah.
A nice height for a woman, you know? I mean,
looks kilo square in the eyes.
I always thought my, yeah, her and I have had several standoffs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Golly. Goodness gracious.
Whoa.
So how long did you live in Wilmington?
Just 2 years. Lived in that Monkey Junction, basically between like Carolina Beach and Wilmington area. I loved it. It was the first time I've ever lived on the coast. Being a Midwest kid, you know, you come down to coastal North Carolina, it's just beautiful. So spent most of the weekends on Carolina Beach or Fort Fisher Rec area down there fishing, those kinds of things.
That's great. A cool spot. You said you were in Atlanta before that?
I was.
What part of Atlanta were you in?
The Smyrna Vinings area, right at the perimeter there.
Smynings.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
So you've always been, straight out of school, you started selling rugs, and you've always been in the home decor business.
Yeah, now it's a decorative flags. I mean, you know, that's kind of what I started doing coming out of a school. Took a sales territory in Illinois, did that, and then went to graduate school at night. And had a great job, but I've been doing this for 20 years, and Evergreen Enterprises now is the world's largest manufacturer and distributor of decorative flags. You know, and right, you know, down in Charlotte there, if you walk into a Lowe's, we are the vendor who does all the decorative flags in Lowe's.
There you go.
So if you walk in there and see a hummingbird or a Santa Claus or a snowman or a Carolina Panthers NFL product, that's us. That's what we do. We private label for them and some other large retailers, but that's our business.
We have a thing in the front of our house. My wife has it says "Welcome to Summer" that she got from Lowe's, and it's got to be your product.
I thank you for your business.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome, man. That's so cool. I think that's kind of the fun part about the show is like, you know, as a normal consumer, you take that a little bit for granted, right? You don't know the whole story behind, but you are the story behind, or your business.
Yeah.
So I thought that decorative flags got trendy in the last couple of years. Decorative flags been, how long has this type of thing been around?
Well, Evergreen Enterprises is celebrating its 30th year. Okay, that's how long we've been in business.
Okay.
Our founder started making decorative flags in her garage here in Richmond and then started to sell them wholesale and at state fairs and malls, and the business has just grown and grown and grown. So decorative flags have been I don't think you can really call them a trend. It's been a staple, primarily in the mid-Atlantic and Southeast, but it's been here a long time, and it continues to evolve, and it's fun. I mean, it's probably one of those items you drive around your neighborhood and you don't recognize it, but after listening to this radio show and you drive home tonight, you're going to look at decorative flags everywhere.
And buy 100 of them.
Flags, house flags, 100%.
I'll tell you what, John. I will stop by Lowe's on my way home today, and if I see a snowman, I'll buy one of your products.
The snowman set's not going to be out yet. We're probably still in summer.
Might be in a clearance section, man. It might have had one left over from cold
last season.
send me a picture and how the merchandise.
I'm gonna buy a snowman flag and set him on fire. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love a decorative flag, and you're right. It's one of those things when you talk about it, now you're going to look for it. Like every yard is going to have them. You hope, right?
100%, especially where you guys are. I mean, in the North Carolina, is one of our very best states for decorative flag sales. And as I mentioned, we do collegiate flags and we do NFL products also. So lots of different things.
I will bet you our producer, TJ, has a Georgia Bulldog National Championship flag in front of his house. It's one of yours. Two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Sorry.
Yeah, the licensed sports stuff is a fun business that you can do. You know, so much passion around it. We've done some really awesome pieces in the past outside of decorative flags. We do a lot of decorative garden products, tabletop. We do wallets. We do drinkware. And I enjoy it, especially when you get into the championship products and those kinds of things. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. Man, that is cool. So do you sell all over the U.S.?
Yes, we do. So we employ about 120 full-time salespeople in the United States. Yeah, and they've got a defined geography that they sell in. You know, one of our salespeople has the Outer Banks region, which is a great, and then someone else will kind of have Raleigh-Durham, and then someone will have Charlotte. And we primarily call on, believe it or not, independent retailers, your Ace Hardwares, your garden centers, your Hallmarks, your gift shops, and the sales teams call on those folks about five times a year. We release products about every 8 to 10 weeks. And that's how it works. And in the businesses, you know, you've got your flag rack in your store. We're out there now selling you, spring, summer goods for next year. And then we'll come back in 10 weeks and sell you fall, Halloween, and then 10 weeks later, Christmas. And so it's a great way if you're a retailer to, you know, put a seasonal aspect or element to your store, and or you regionalize it or localize it with licensed sports products. And so if you're an Ace Hardware in Charlotte, you're probably carrying our products, and it's probably red, white, and blue and patriotic right now. And pretty soon it's going to flip over to licensed sports and Carolina, Duke, UNC, Charlotte, all the schools. And that's the way it works. It's a fun business.
Patrick just frowned because you didn't say Clemson.
It's okay. I understand.
I got plenty of Clemson. I got plenty of Clemson.
I still got my 2017 national championship flag at the house. It hangs.
It's tattered.
It's looking pretty bad.
Well, this is so interesting.
This is cool.
Will you stick around and let's keep talking shop and talk a little bit more about life?
Sure.
All right. We got John Toler calling in from Richmond, educating us on a topic that I knew very little about, decorative flags, when we return, Evergreen Enterprises. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last few segments, go back. You can catch them on any social media outlet, primarily Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, or you can Google us at Home with Roby. We are in a lot of places.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your host.
We are your host, but I don't think we're on Snapchat. You were talking about Snapchat in the first segment. I don't know how that works.
We're still studying Snapchat.
All right, so you'll report back.
Not there yet.
In the EOS world, that would be a to-do the next week. You got to
tell
me the deal. No?
I'm leaving that in the home.
All right.
John, so you sell in Canada too, right?
We do. We have a Canadian subsidiary up there, 17 full-time salespeople doing our products up there. We opened that business about 10 years ago, and it's taken off well. The Canadian consumers... preferences and kind of taste aren't exactly like the American market, so some of the product does not translate going across the border.
Oh,
but overall, it works pretty well. And seasonally, they're a little bit different. Garden centers open later.
Makes
those
sense.
Kinds of things. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and this is John Toler from Evergreen Enterprises. Yeah,
and John is a YPO friend of mine.
There you
I don't
go.
Think we said that. We have a number of YPO business leaders calling to our show, like to educate and share their businesses. John is actually a leader in the organization, which is great.
That's awesome.
I think you are currently, or you just finished being the Virginia State Chair.
I've got 1 year left.
Oh, so, doubling up.
So, yeah, I wrap up next June.
How we talk a lot about this business lessons, getting involved in organizations and industry associations, and then this is a business organization, and giving your time, paying it forward. I mean, how has your journey been doing that?
My YPO journey has been, you know, excellent. I was, I don't know if you remember, Trent, but I was somewhat drafted into the position because our state chair that we have in Virginia transferred and moved across the country to start a new business, and so left Virginia a Southern Seven chapter, And I got a phone call from a previous state chair asking if I'd step in and help out and co-chair for 2 years and then chair for two. But I've enjoyed it. I love meeting, obviously, with people like yourself in North Carolina and across the Southeast, but I've also really enjoyed meeting other business leaders in Virginia.
No, that's great. I mean, sometimes when you get thrown into the fire all of a sudden, that's the best way. Just jump on the grenade and get to doing and learning, right?
Yeah. I think that was good. And obviously the membership's always been very supportive of me and those kinds of things. And we've done a lot of cool things in the last year. You know, we've done a reception with our governor here at the governor's mansion and talking about economic development in the state of Virginia. We're putting together in the boardroom with the Federal Reserve President here in Richmond, bringing in membership to talk about the macro economy. And so, you know, kind of through YPO, have opportunities to, you know, learn from great leaders like our governor, like the Federal Reserve President, some of our senators here in Virginia. It's been great.
Yeah, no, over the last couple of years, I've heard the Federal Reserve Chair speak a couple of times through YPO. It's really cool, especially with what's going on with the interest rate environment and all that
100%.
Stuff. 100%. You know? So we're going to go back to the flags now.
Yeah.
So what is the most popular season? What's your highest revenue season? What holidays are the highest?
Well, we would probably call that every day. And so then an everyday flag would be like a hummingbird, dog, cat, something that basically could be flown on the house year-round or in your yard and neutral in terms of season. And then after that, you know, Christmas is, as you guys all know, is a big decorating season. We saw a lot of Christmas flags, for sure.
Okay. Do you sell anything besides flags?
Well, we do. So the business has a wholesale element. That's Evergreen Enterprises. But if you remember, Trent, we also have three direct-to-consumer catalogs. We've got Wind and Weather, Viva Terra, and Plow and Hearth. And those are catalogs in which we market our products through to end consumers. So in those catalogs, you'll find things like patio sets, wind spinners, fat wood to start your fire.
Oh, yeah.
Fireplace tools, those kinds of things. Probably a lot of your audience is now nodding their head saying, oh, I've gotten the Plower House catalog in the mail before. We used to have some retail stores in North Carolina. We since shuttered those and have moved back just into Virginia on the retail store side. But it's a great business. We've got the wholesale side, Evergreen Enterprises, and we got a great retail side also.
You saw me nod my head, didn't you, John? I'm very familiar with Plow and Hearth. Yeah, that's cool. And so what was it? It was Wind. What was the first one? I didn't catch that.
It's called Viva Terra.
Viva Terra, and the one before that was Wind and
Wind and Weather.
Viva Terra, Wind. What does Wind and Weather sell? I mean, what do you sell out of that catalog?
They kind of break into three parts. So yeah. Viva Terra is going to be more higher end product, more contemporary, eco conscious type of products. Wind and Weather is more decorative garden accents. Let's call it things for the gardens. Interesting statuary, wind spinners. And Plow and Hearth is more your furniture, fire starters, those kind of things. So they kind of three different brands, three different assortments. Wind and Weather and I would say a Plow customer, very similar, but a Viva customer maybe a little bit different in terms of who you're targeting.
So are you shipping all this stuff out of Virginia, or are you sort of drop shipping? I mean, is that all? I imagine there's some sort of warehouse that you guys keep.
Yeah, so we operate actually four distribution centers in Central Virginia. And those distribution centers are fulfilling orders for our direct-to-consumer businesses, which we just talked about, as well as our wholesale customers. Mm. I think just under 1 million square feet of distribution center here in Central Virginia is what we operate out of.
That's substantial. So how many total? I know you mentioned the sales rep count. How many total employees do you have?
It's about 1,000 employees. Once you also count, we've got a couple factories in China and a sourcing office over there. So the whole family, I think, it's about 1,000 people.
And in 1993, I'm going back, that's 30-year anniversary, the founer started this in her garage. Make sure I got this
correct.
Right. Was she a seamstress? I mean... Yeah.
She actually came over from immigrated from China to here. was working in computer science for the state, and was looking for something for her mother to do and her father. And they decided to do decorative flags. And so I don't want to say it was on a whim, but it was a side job and something for her mother to do is how the business started. I mean, it's an incredible story to think about that.
Unbelievable.
To where we are today.
It's crazy. 1,000 employees, man. And hitting that trend, you know, I said it seems like it's a new phenomenon, 30-year anniversary. So hitting that trend at the cusp and growing with the rising tide, and then also being creative and putting work in and creating a business that you can figure out, navigate, and study and grow it to 1,000-plus employees in three countries.
Yeah. It's mind-blowing. Yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
And Patrick and I talk about this all the time on the show. First-generation immigrants are so, just entrepreneurial and put in the time. You know, we tell young people all the time, no matter what, you got to put in the effort, put in the time. Diligence is key. Man, that is amazing. And how long have you been at Evergreen?
18 years. So 18 of the 30.
18. And where? What position did you start out as?
I came actually in and ran the sales effort. So I was vice president of sales.
Goodness gracious.
Since that time, we've done, four, five, six acquisitions and have grown through acquisitions and then grown organically. But I think, Trent, as you can imagine, if you spend 30 years just working on one core product, and that's all you do, I mean, that's your primary focus, you're going to get really good at it. And that's why when you're, you know, a merchant over at Lowe's and you're looking to get into this category, expand this category, we're generally on a very short list of vendors who are going to call and talk with, just because you have really deep expertise on, you know, what works, what the assortment should look like. And the assortments do change from place to place around the country, depending on your geography and your region, as you guys can imagine.
That is amazing. Focus, 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 work, work, work. 30 years happens, overnight success story. It's amazing. I think it's so cool. You started in sales 18 years ago. Now you've been running the company, I think, for 6 years as the CEO, if I got that right.
I think you're close.
I'm close. Yep. He said it's eight, you dummy.
Is it eight?
No, I don't know. I'm messing with you.
I don't know either.
So, John, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
What is one thing, one principle, what's one of your guiding principles in life, how you run? I know you believe that family and business all go in together. Can you give us that, and then also give you guys, how can people look you up, look your business up, and check you out?
So I think on the let me start with the last question first. How you look us up online, plowandhearth.com, windandweather.com, Viva Terra. Just pop it into Google, you'll certainly find us. Or you can look online at myevergreen.com. That's where you'll find our products. I think, so Trent, so the first question is a principle in life or something you should, to share with people around, I would say, my success or what I would suggest. Is that what you'd like me to go at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's open-ended.
Someone maybe coming out of college or maybe early on in their career, present yourself in the work environment, everything else, as you're always interviewing. I would tell you, I think, if you can, kind of adopt that mindset and understand you're always interviewing a job, you're always being observed. You're being observed by your peers, by your coworkers, certainly, and by management and others in the industry. And if you would do that, what I have found and the key to my success is people generally have called me looking for me to come work for them in previous jobs because, kind of out there working hard in the marketplace. I don't know if that's a good answer, but I would tell young people, always present yourself as always interviewing.
That's a wonderful answer. Never heard it. Ask this hundreds of times to folks. Always interviewing. I think that's
makes
great.
Makes complete sense.
I will be looking at some hearth equipment this evening. I like to have fires a lot. Everybody knows that and listens to the show. Getting ready
I'll
for winter.
Some fat wood.
Yeah, I'll give you my address, John. No.
It's 4-5.
John, thanks for being here. John Toler, Evergreen Enterprises, telling a wonderful story. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent just finished up with John Toler.
I mean, I've been hanging out with John for years. Knew he was in the consumer products business. Never knew he was focused so hard and diligently in that business on decorative flags. I've never learned so much about decorative flags. 8 years on doing this show, 50-plus times a year for 8 years, you learn something new every day. If that isn't a life lesson, you best check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Well, I think we could almost do another show with John based on his direct-to-consumer business.
Now that I come to think about it, my mom that lives next door is probably one of his biggest customers.
Yeah, my mom too. I mean, he's got hundreds of flags everywhere.
I found interesting that he said the Canadian consumer and the American consumer have different things, you know, different taste. That makes sense. That's interesting.
Well, they put gravy on their French fries in Canada. We don't do that in the United States much, do we?
I mean, that's what I call ketchup.
Poutine, right?
I put a lot of pepper on my ketchup.
You put a lot of pepper on your ketchup?
I do a lot of ketchup and then make it look like it's snowing pepper.
Oh, my. Get a little ketchup. Vinegar on there?
Oh, you mix it up. Yeah. Ooh, I like vinegar on my fries.
Make me want
some. I picked that up when I was in London.
Makes me want to get some Five Guys.
Goodness gracious.
Good fries.
They do have good French fries.
TJ shaking his head. You want to get a Five Guys burger after this? Come on, man. Let's go. I'm hungry. You're dang right I'm buying.
I haven't eaten a day. Are you feeding me, Patrick?
No.
Feed me, Igor. What was that? That was that plant that ate people.
Little House of Horrors? Yeah.
God, we're going deep on some throwback aren't we?
Is that Rick Moranis back in the day?
Rick Moranis.
Where did he go? I mean, Honey Shrunk the Kids, and he's gone. He's done.
I think he's coming back.
He's coming back. Rick Moranis is good. He was good, wholesome fun there.
Can't you retire? People can't retire. They think something happened to him.
I think he retired to be with his kids while they were growing up.
I think that's wonderful.
He's coming back.
That's a life lesson.
Right?
It's going to be.
I mean, make a few million off of some blockbuster hits and then dip.
TJ,
do your thing.
Honey, I Shrunk the Grandkids.
Oh, man. I'd be there opening weekend. That's for
sure. Was that a Disney movie? Dude, they bringing back all these Disney movies.
I don't know. Is it a Disney movie?
Not yet. Not yet. You better copyright that.
Oh, you think I
should? A Roby production.
Goodness.
Welcome to the Roby Media.
Did you not just hear, John, about Focus the last two segments ago?
We had
Focus. We
had an executive meeting this morning.
Yeah, we did.
It's every couple months, and we were talking about Focus a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't get all crazy and sporadic like my hair be looking sometimes. Because then you only have like three branches.
Can you give us an update on the, not Rogaine, what were you?
I haven't done it yet. I listened to a little bit of that show last night. TJ's trying to get us out of here. He's like, we cannot talk about hair products. Goodness gracious.
You talked about that. I listened to Colin Jackson's old show in March. I was like, you were worried you wouldn't be able to afford a subscription.
I was trying not to talk about my hair for five shows, and you couldn't let me.
I couldn't, man.
God,
I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to talk about my hair until I saw results.
That's a good business lesson right there.
It is a good business lesson. So, my daughter, Rowan, kids at camp this week, which is great. Ford's at camp, and Piper's working a job this week at a tutoring place. So she's going to make some paper, bring home some paper. But got Rowan's birthday party Sunday. TJ, you trying to get rid of us?
It's time. There are other shows, evidently.
Apparently. We were wanting to roll into the next hour. But, hey, thanks for listening. We had fun. Thank you, John, for being our guest, telling your story, such a wonderful story. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.